Dean, thank you so much for being on the Dissens podcast. In the wake of the corona crisis, you and other people from the Moria refugee camp published a helping call to Europe and its member states. What have been the reactions so far?
Yes, we did this calling for help from the Europe community and also the other member states. This place is really an overcrowded place and it's really impossible to keep distance with each other. So we try to call Europe for help, and we are really hopeful. For example, it was "Do not leave me behind." It was something that happened in Germany. It means that lots of people in Germany wants the same idea that we have.
In the call, you write that the spread of the coronavirus in Moria could lead to the death of old, sick, and other individuals. How likely is this catastrophe that you are talking about?
We have lots of people inside the camp that they are over age, you know, they are over 60 years old. And these people are more vulnerable. And also there are lots of people with heart diseases, with some other illnesses. And we just called Europe to evacuate at least these people, the most vulnerable guys.
Tell us a bit more about the general conditions in Moria camp. I mean, it's built or suited for 3,000 refugees, I think, and more than 20,000 people are living there right now. So what is life like in the camp? And while we are practicing things like social distancing to reduce the risk of infection with the coronavirus, how are you managing the risk of infection in the Moria camp?
All the situation from every point is really horrible inside the Moria, as we all know. This camp was built with all facilities just for 3,000 people. But right now they are living around 20,000 people from different nationalities inside this camp, and they are using that facilities that it was built just for 3,000 people. From the point of sanitation, from the point of medical services, from the point of security, from every point. And it's really hard to keep social distance between the people. And people are really in touch with each other. For example, and also really important point, that people have to receive their food every day, and they have to go in an specified point. And the thousands of people every day, three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, they are storming in that place for just receiving drinkable water and just food. If the coronavirus get inside this camp, in this situation, that will be something not controllable, and the big disaster will happen if the coronavirus get inside this camp.
What would you say to people that point out that there haven't been any corona cases on Lesbos Island for some weeks now, and that therefore there is no need to act now and to evacuate the camp or better the conditions, the living conditions there?
Yes, I'm really happy for this, that there is not any reported of any new case of coronavirus in the island from 2 weeks. But you know, if these lockdowns get finished, or for example, the airplanes or the shippings start again, maybe people from the Central Europe get a start to the island, and they will carry out the virus. So that situation will be really horrible for the refugees. We need to evacuate at least the most vulnerable people from this camp. For example, they don't have good security, they don't have medical services, enough medical services. People are really in touch with each other. And the facilities that they are using was built only for 3,000 people, and already there are 20,000 people are using this. From that point, it's really important to evacuate this camp. If the coronavirus get into this camp, the most vulnerable people will get infected, and it will make a bad catastrophe.
And what can Europe do to better the situation in the camp as it is? For example, what can Europe do about better facilities, better hygiene, better housing?
We know that it's really hard to evacuate all the peoples from this camp, as the wish and the hope of all the peoples inside this camp is, but it's really impossible, I know. At the moment, at the corona time, it's really important, for example, to wash our hands several times in a day. And it's really impossible at the moment to wash our hands in a day because of the lack of water, for example. Our demand from the European community, especially from the Greek government, is to increase the facility of life inside this camp, as the facilities are really limited and we cannot use, for example, the washing stations. And our demand is to increase these facilities. For example, the asylum application process of my family is about to get processed in 1 year. And I have to stay in 1 year in this camp, but the accessibility to these facilities are really limited. And our demand is to increase from the European community and also from the Greek government is to increase these facilities, at least for those that they are about to live in this camp for a long time.
Dean, you're an activist for the Moria Corona Awareness Team. How was it founded? How many people are you? And what action do you take to make the situation on the ground better for the people who are living in the camp right now?
Yes, from the time that the coronavirus started the outbreak all around the world, and we decided to have this community from different nationalities, we decided to have a community to just provide awarenesses about the coronavirus to the refugees, that what is coronavirus, how can we prevent ourselves from this virus, and what's the rules and what's the prevention list. And these volunteers from our team is about more than 30 people. And we are really happy that we provide awarenesses for the people about maybe about 80% of the residents of the camp are really, really aware from the coronavirus. And they already know about the protection, and also they know that how to protect themselves from the virus. We know and we accept that the accessibility to the sanitation and also to the washing hand stations and also to the health services is really limited. But at least we did something that this is really better than nothing.
Dean, would you mind telling our listeners a bit about yourself? Where do you come from and since when do you live in Moria?
Yeah, for sure. Why not? I am Dean Mohammed Alizada from Afghanistan, and I live with my family in Moria camp from approximately 6 months, and I'm a pharmacist.
Is your profession as a pharmacist also the reason why you became a volunteer for the awareness team? I mean, you sure have some knowledge about infection diseases and things like that.
Exactly. Yes. The only reason that I joined to this team was that maybe I know something that lots of people don't know about these things, about the diseases, about the viruses, about these things. So I tried to be a member of this team. I helped very much with the team to provide awarenesses. And it was the only reason that I joined this team, to just help these people from something that I know maybe they don't know.
Why did you and your family flee from Afghanistan to Europe? And what is your personal hope for your own situation now that you are living like 6 months under these horrible conditions?
I was treated by some forced people in Afghanistan, but I had just one choice, to leave Afghanistan. So I left Afghanistan and I came to Europe. And my mind picture from the Europe was not this something that I am facing right now. And most of these people just want a peaceful life. They cannot return back to their countries. And I demand from the Europe community to give them a chance.
The political situation right now is quite bleak. A while ago, Germany promised to evacuate at least 1,500 people from Moria. Now, during the corona crisis, only 47 children were rescued. What do you think about that?
Yes, I think it's a really good and really hopeful start for the evacuating peoples from this camp. But according to the political situation, also according to the lockdowns of the coronavirus, it's really hard to do these things. But at least we can be hopeful to a start of this evacuation. And you know, most of the peoples are really hopeful for the Germany to evacuate these camps. I know it's really hard for Germany to do it by itself, just one country. We want solidarity of all the Europe community to evacuate these camps as soon as possible. And this is the demands of all the refugees here. And every refugees are waiting really impartially every day to get out of this camp, at least to have a safe place. And this camp is not safe for anybody, for anyone. And this is really horrible situation ongoing in this camp.
Yeah, I guess being helpful is important in a situation like this. But Dean, what would it say about Europe if it does not hear your call for help and does not do anything about the horrible situation in Moria?
If this camp is get infected by coronavirus, on that situation, it will be really hard and it will be not controllable. This situation is also rights of some humans. And this is the most important time because still these peoples are safe of coronavirus. And still they have chance to be alive. And the Europe community, they always is claiming that we are supporting the human rights all around the world. And these peoples are here and demand help from Europe community. And these peoples have rights of living, and they have children, they have families. The refugees are not bad peoples. They are good peoples. They want just to be alive. And to be safe of the danger. And this is the moment that the Europe community must act for them.